Whether you're looking for answers to specific life questions or seeking to become the best version of you possible, welcome to the Mental Breakdown and Psych Reg podcast, where we offer insight, information, and strategies based upon research and years of practice as clinical psychologists. So sit back, have a listen, and get connected with our hosts, Dr. Bernie Wilkinson and Dr. Richard Marshall. Welcome back, and welcome back to you.
I am back.
We have our third host in the background here.
When I saw this the other day, I thought, how could you improve on me? And by golly, you did.
Well, you know, he wasn't quite as entertaining, though he did.
No, it was to me.
He did smile and look at the camera the whole time. It was great.
Didn't bump the table.
No, he didn't bump the table.
Didn't move anything.
He didn't do anything.
Didn't cause any embarrassment or technical difficulties.
That's right.
Remembered the dates and...
You know, the list goes on and on. But I'm glad you're back today.
Well, it's good to be back.
Yeah.
I feel a little ragged around the edges. It was a long weekend.
Right. You didn't get home until, just a few hours ago.
A few hours ago.
So.
Here we are.
That's good.
It's good to be back.
It's good. I'm glad you're back. And today, we're going to focus on and talk about wants.
And I'm not going to say finally, but I'm going to say... I am really happy that we're talking about this.
Yeah.
This has implications for everybody.
Well, it does, because one of the things that we try to differentiate, you know, if you're a parent out there, you certainly do this with your kids. If you are just an adult, you have to make these kinds of decisions all the time. Mm-hmm. The difference between what you want and what you need.
Right.
So today we're going to talk about what we want, and tomorrow we're going to talk about what we need.
Do you have a title for this?
Yeah. What a Girl Wants.
Ooh.
Or Boy. What a Girl or Boy Wants.
Like the song.
Yeah. And tomorrow will be What a Girl or Boy Needs.
Needs. Okay, so we're going to differentiate needs and wants.
Correct.
Okay.
So today we're going to talk about wants. And I think that some of the really challenging decisions that we make are when we have or find ourselves in a situation where we have to differentiate between what we want and what we need.
Mm-hmm.
Because we certainly have things that we want that we probably shouldn't want.
Yes.
Yeah?
Agreed.
Now, it's easy. Examples are really easy, especially when we think about food and things like that.
Right.
Because we want to eat sweet, fun things, but we probably shouldn't.
Right. Yeah, and we have basic biological needs.
Right.
You know, water and food and sleep and all that. Beyond those, however, we begin to move into the want category.
It starts to get into a little bit different, right?
We all need food. We all need water, hydration.
Mm-hmm.
We all need sleep.
Right. Okay? Shelter.
Right. So we call those needs. Those are basic survival needs.
Right. And if we think about, there was some wonderful research that was done about this, and we have of course, Maslow's.
Right.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And and he created this nice little triangle. That indicated the different levels of needs that we have, and each need is sort of, each level of need is based upon the assumption that the previous level of needs are pretty solid and have been met. And so, of course, the basic, most bottom level is, you know, it involves things like safety and security and then food and shelter and all these things that we're talking about that are absolute needs.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said, once those needs are met, then we start getting into the arena of what we want.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes those things are quite different.
Mm-hmm.
They're potentially good, fun, exciting things, but they can also be things that are not so good for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's another song, Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Right.
And sometimes...
Why is it always about girls wanting things?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That was...
We'll have to write a song.
Cyndi Lauper, right? Yes.
I think so.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sometimes we just want to have fun.
Right.
Okay? And some people consider it a need.
Right.
But most people would consider that a want.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have our survival needs met, and now we just want to have fun.
Right.
Okay? That's a want.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So let's think about what we do... Or how to handle situations, I suppose, is a better way to say it.
Right.
How to handle situations when you want something that you probably shouldn't want.
Hmm. Okay.
That's a tough one. Right. Because sometimes things look really great on the surface, and the danger that we get into is when we sort of have those blinders on and we see something that we want and we work really hard to convince ourselves that we need it.
That we really need it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And we don't, but we convince ourselves that we do.
Right. Right.
Has that ever happened to you?
No. Well, I had a friend one time who said, if I want it, I need it.
Right.
You know, he sort of covered everything. It's just, if I want it, I need it. That sort of justified everything that he did. And that can become a problem.
Right.
Okay. You have to keep your wants in check.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So if you find yourself in a situation where you're wanting something and you're trying to weigh some of this, here's a couple of strategies that you can use, all right? The first thing is you need to make sure that your needs are met. You know, ask yourself, reflect on for yourself, are my needs being met? You know,
right.
do I have food, clothes, shelter, you know, those kinds of things. Then you need to, so if those needs are met
right.
without this extra thing,
right.
then, mm-hmm. okay, so maybe it's not a need.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So now we may be getting into the arena of wants.
Right.
Right?
I need food.
Mm-hmm.
I want a donut.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
I need food. I want a sugary soda.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Very different.
Yeah,
very
absolutely. Different. So, okay, so if we get into, so if we're now in the want mm-hmm. category, we need to think about the implications, right? So what are the costs to this want?
And what are the costs associated with our wants?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So if your want, if the thing that you want is going to cost you a lot, and that means monetarily, that means emotionally, that means
calories,
health-wise. You know, it may be something that you want to steer away from. But right. but the key decision was that first one, when you're differentiating between the want and the need.
Right.
We have to find a way to be honest with ourselves that this is something that I want. I don't really need it,
mm-hmm.
but I want it. And wanting it is okay.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with wanting something.
That's right, because both wants and needs will motivate us to
right.
do something. I mean,
exactly.
they're both legitimate motivators of why we do the things that we do, why
right.
we make the decisions that we make.
Right.
They will each... Sometimes wants motivate us more than needs do.
Absolutely.
In the beginning.
Absolutely. So here we are trying to differentiate this, and you're reminding yourself of what your needs actually are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You're identifying and making sure that those needs are met. And then again, if you realize or come to the conclusion that what it is that you're seeking mm-hmm. is a want,
right.
be okay with that. Mm-hmm. But then take that next step to start evaluating the cost.
Think of the cost, right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's right.
Now, if the cost is extreme, right? So if the cost is something that is... More than you're willing to pay.
Exactly.
Then you need to maybe plan or make some adjustments or mm-hmm. changes. Mm-hmm. The problem is when we get into impulsive situations where we're making decisions impulsively
right.
or we're not really thinking about the full consequences or the full mm-hmm. ramifications of this want or what
right.
will happen. Let me use an example. Maybe this will be easier. Let's say that you... let's say that you're wanting a new job, all right? And so you're not really happy with the job that you're at. It's not meeting all of your needs from a professional standpoint. And so you start applying for different positions, and you get a job, but the job is, you know, an hour and a half from where you live, okay? So it's great. You end up applying for the job. You get an interview. Now, the next thing is you have to decide, okay, what happens if I get this job? Because the implication is if it's an hour and a half or so away, either you're going to drive an hour and a half to and then an hour and a half from work every day,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be
it's
a heavy cost,
okay.
or you're going to have to move.
Right.
Now, if you have to move, what does that mean? If you have a family, that means that your family has to move. That means that your significant other may have to find a new job as well. That means that if you have kids are going to have to go to a new school. Mm-hmm. And so now, all of a sudden, these costs are stacking up.
Mounting up.
Mm-hmm. So is this a move? Is this a decision that you have to make, that you need to make? Mm-hmm. Or is it a move that you want to make? And you have to make sure that you differentiate that, because if you're not careful, you will convince yourself that you have to do it.
Right.
That this is a need, that there is no other option, that you have to do this.
Right.
And so you have to weigh out those costs.
Right.
Because there, again, are not just financial costs, but there's the emotional and time costs and
that's right.
And costs on other people.
That's right. Because if somebody has to move, mm-hmm. you know, a dad loses a job, let's say,
right.
and has to move to a new state.
Right.
That decision is much easier to reconcile
right.
and to explain to everybody else in the family. Such as military families. Military
right.
families don't have a choice. When
right.
you're told you go to a new air base, you go to a new military base, you go to a new military base. You might not want to, your family may mm-hmm. not want to, but you don't have a choice, so you have to go.
Right, and you sort of know that going into it.
Right, but for a parent to say, I think I'd rather live in California, I'm going to uproot the whole family.
Right.
And there's no advantage to anybody except one
right.
person,
right.
that's much harder to rationalize. And it leads to consternation and a little anxiety mm-hmm. on the part of the other family members.
Right.
So those are the kind of things you have to weigh
right.
when you're making these decisions.
Right. So when you're making the decision, make sure that you're talking with your significant
right.
other. Mm-hmm. You have to keep your mind open. And resist that tendency to become so focused with the blinders on, so focused on it that that's the only option that you see.
I almost said selfish. So
it is. It is selfish.
Be careful, because if you have other people to consider,
right.
you know, people frequently move away from elderly parents. You know,
right.
they want to go, and if you're leaving an elderly parent, you know,
right.
So you must weigh the decisions. I think that's the key
right.
key issue here. With needs and wants, is you have to weigh the costs.
Right. You know,
to everybody.
And I think a situation that many of the listeners may find themselves in, maybe a little bit more readily than mm-hmm. than making a big move, is, you know, if you're on a fixed income, like most of us
right.
are, mm-hmm. you're on a fixed income, and, you know, at the end of the month, you have, you know, a few extra dollars,
right.
you know, and you think, well, you know, I really like to mm-hmm. spend that on this thing that would
right.
that I've been looking at and looking on Amazon for a little while.
That I want. Right.
And you make that decision instead of perhaps a decision that is best suited for your kids or your
right.
spouse, or, you know, saving the money because you may be tight again next month.
I need to have money in savings.
Right.
I want a pair of shoes.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's when we... when we're not careful, mm-hmm. we tend to make decisions that come back to bite us later on.
Right. That's right.
So when you're thinking about, when you're trying to make some decisions, when you're thinking about how you're going to handle some of these scenarios, make sure that you first differentiate whether it's a need or a want. Don't convince yourself that it's a need if it's not.
Right. And one other caveat here is that this is all more difficult to do at night.
Yes.
Because we all have more self-control
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Yeah.
But we use up that self-control in the course of the day.
Uh-huh.
So when you get to the nighttime, when you want something, the want has more weight.
Right.
It's harder to resist,
mm-hmm.
okay? And I think that's true for everybody. Most people, when they're on a food plan or a diet, say, I'm okay until I get to the nighttime.
Right.
And then I just can't control. You're right. You can't control yourself.
Right.
Because you've used up all your self-control in the course of the day.
Right.
You have a finite amount each day. And we tend to use it up during the day, and we have less at night.
Right.
When the food is available, the refrigerator's there, you're kind of...
Yeah.
When you get tired... and you start weighing these decisions, be careful, because wants can get inflated
right.
in importance.
Well, and it goes back to a discussion we've had before about how our brain works.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our brain is made such that those ego, impulsive, hedonistic driven drives are sort of constantly on 100 miles an hour, whereas our ability to inhibit those, as you said, sort of have finite energy. You know, they by the end of the day, they get tired and they just can't continue to resist that. So that's why it's good to you know, if you're not going to eat something, if you're trying to avoid something, don't have it in the house. Right. Because if it's in the house at 10 o'clock at night, you're going to go get it.
You're probably going to chase it around.
Right, right. So, all right. Well, I think that that is it for today. Thanks for listening. If you have a chance, jump on iTunes and write us a review. That would be awesome. Or follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel because we're always putting up lots of stuff there. So, all right. Well, we'll be back next time to talk about needs.
Needs.
So, all right. Until then, stay happy, stay healthy, and forget to be afraid.